The Business Bunker.
Welcome to The Business Bunker Show on campusradio.co.uk and channelradio.co.uk. Are you having trouble with that?
I can hear you now.
Oh, that's better. Good. Turn your headphones up. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the world-famous Joe Dodds.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to be here.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. And you?
I'm okay, thanks. Did you recover from your slip?
My slip, yes. My hand's now clean. It's not sore, so we're
okay. Is it smarting?
It's not, actually. It was at the time, a little bit.
Okay. we had a little bit of a problem there, didn't we?
We did, yes. Listener, do not go down slopes that are covered in moss.
Yeah. On cold days.
Wet days, damp days. Yeah. It's not wet, actually, is it? Damp days. But anyway, yes, I did. Well, I did it the other day and it was fine. And I thought about it this time as well.
It's been one of those weeks. We're not even going to talk about it, to be honest.
No.
It's been one of those weeks for accidents, unfortunately.
It
and
is.
All of those that have been involved, get well soon. You know who you are.
Yes.
Anyway, I'd like to say a massive thank you to today's show sponsors. And today's show sponsor is Simon Chapman of the Alternative Board, North Kent. And the Alternative Board is a mentoring support organisation for directors of companies that come together to support each other. So do check them out. There's a link on the Kent Business Radio website to the Alternative Board website. So do have a check out of that. And we are going to be meeting Simon in a week or so's time when he's going to come on the show and tell us more about what they do. So we're looking forward to that. But for the moment, thank you so much to the Alternative Board, North Kent, for sponsoring today's show. We really do appreciate it. Thank you very much. We've got a packed lineup. We've got some great guests in the studio, and we're going to be talking to them later. We do want to hear from you, though. The businesses out there in Southeast England and America and Europe and Turkey and everywhere else that our lovely listeners are located these days. And you can get in touch with us in all the normal ways. You could, in fact, call us on 01-233-220035. That's 01-233-220035. Ashford, 220035. Or you could email me at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest way to interact with us live on air is to tweet me. And you can tweet me at VanillaWeb with the hashtag BBunker. And we will gladly interact with you.
Lovely.
Which will be nice, wouldn't it?
It would.
So there you go. That's the show today. We're all ready to rock and roll. We've had, and I've counted them individually, over 1 trillion tweets already.
I'm amazed we started the show on time.
I know. I was so busy counting that it was unbelievable. So we've had 1 trillion tweets. We will try to read them all out. People have got a bit canny with this now and have started sending me Facebook messages instead, which isn't as easy to read out. So it's not really going to work for most people, but, you know, you never know.
Don't confuse him, listener. You should know that by now.
So I want to kick off. No, I tell you what, Joe, you can kick off. You can kick off. You can either read a tweet or an email, and I'll leave it up to your superb judgment to decide which of those you do.
Ah, well, I won't read either. Because I had one yesterday, or we had one yesterday from Fiona Stevens, so I'll just mention her first off and then it's done. Otherwise, she'll tell me off because she's giving me a lift home later, so I better not forget to mention her. So Fiona Stevens, who's an HR consultant, who is excellent. We connected at the B2B a while ago.
Yep.
And I don't know if we're announcing our latest
project. Oh, go for it.
But,
well, go
I don't
for
know.
It.
I don't want to steal her thunder. But,
no, go for it.
Listener, just listen out, watch out, see what's happening on the radio station in the next few weeks.
Yeah, there's something happening.
Something. Exactly. So hello to Fiona.
And, hello, Fiona.
And thank you for the lift home later.
Yeah. So is she coming to pick you up or something?
She's coming here for a meeting anyway, and
right.
She just happened to mention it, and I thought, because I got the train here, I thought I could get a lift back. We don't have very good history about car things, though, because we went for a walking meeting before Christmas with her dog and the dog that I borrow. And
is this mandatory? If you have a walking meeting, you have to borrow a dog.
Well, we thought it was a good, you know, healthy thing to do, and it was. It was really good, apart from the fact that it's cost her £70 because we forgot to get a parking ticket. And she's got now a parking ticket, but not the one we should have got for £2.50.
Oh, dear. I'm saying nothing.
But there we go.
Anyway, big shout out for Fiona Stevens, and you can follow Fiona on the Twitter, Fiona Stevens with a PH on the Twitter. HR Support and Services Limited, I think.
That's right, yeah. Mm. Oh, and we ought to give Penny Williams a shout out as well and say
happy birthday.
Happy 21st, Penny.
Yeah.
We had a lovely time the other night.
We did indeed. Both Joe and I were invited to join Penny for her
21st.
Her 21st birthday dinner on Saturday night in Maidstone. And a very good night was had by all, was it not?
It was. It was lovely. Yeah. And they were very good. Oh, actually, we could give them a shout out. Gem of Kent.
Gem of Kent,
the
Turkish restaurant.
In Maidstone High Street. Because I don't eat gluten. Normally, I'm a complete pain in the backside when I go to these restaurants. But the man immediately went into mode of, stay where you're sitting. If you move, let me know. And he wrote it down and he said, this is specially for you. I got tiramisu latte. You didn't.
You did. He did. And you got halloumi.
Squeaky cheese.
Yeah. And I was quite impressed because normally if you go in a restaurant and you go on gluten-free, they bring you out a rice cake and something else, don't
exactly.
they?
Exactly.
But I actually...
It was brilliant.
I tried to blag... I said, well, I'm gluten intolerant as well. But they wouldn't have that. Yeah.
No, exactly. So, so I would thoroughly recommend them. The food was good. The atmosphere was lovely and the service was excellent.
Cool. I want to bring to your attention a masterclass that's coming up... towards the end of January, and it's being run by the absolutely stupendously lovely Kubi Springer. And for those of you that don't know, and shame on you that you don't know this if you don't know, Kubi presents the Business Gossip Show on a Monday on this very station on Channel Radio, 1 till 3 o'clock. And Kubi is a brand expert, and I really do mean she's a brand expert. She's got an amazing portfolio of customers and clients and a fantastic track record. Well, you lucky people, Kubi is going to be running a brand masterclass on the 28th of January in Greenwich in London, and she's going to allow some of you to come on it. And I highly recommend that you do exactly do that, because this lady is really, really special and you will really enjoy this. So it's I Am My Brand masterclass on the 28th of January in Greenwich, and you can find out more about it and book your place by going to Kubi's website, which is shebuildsbrands.com and then /masterclasses. So shebuildsbrands.com/masterclasses. Check that out. Book yourself on it. I tell you what, it'll blow your socks off. It's going to be really good. So do get along. Do you know, I might even go myself. It's been ages since I've done any kind of training course, but I might just do that one.
She'll love that.
Yeah, that would upset her a bit, wouldn't it, really? I didn't mean it really, Kubi. I won't come, really. No, I want to go.
But it was a good endorsement.
No, I want to go. I want to go. I reckon it will be really brilliant. Yeah.
I hope she's listening. There's your warning. So it's Digital in Kent in March.
It is.
Coming back again. The 8th in the highly successful series.
It's the 9th.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, why does it say 8th here then?
Well, because they sent me the email about it and I thought it was the 8th. So I put the 8th one on the email. I had it.
You made it up yourself.
Yeah. And then when I looked, I actually chaired the 8th.
Ah.
So it's the 9th.
Must be the 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So there's expert speakers, cutting-edge content and lively discussions. Avoid wasting time and money. Master social media and digital marketing with the experts. It's at the Spitfire Ground in Canterbury on Thursday the 16th of March. If you just Google Digital in Kent or go to the Facebook page or look on our page.
Absolutely. I have now got the longest email I've ever had on this show and there is absolutely no chance of me reading it out. So I'm going to try and paraphrase this in the best possible way that I can. And it's not going to be easy because it's a really complex thing. It's from Alan Noak.
Ah, lovely Alan. Happy New Year, Alan.
Yeah, Happy New Year. And Alan is a great friend of the Business Bunker Show. And he's a very engaged and interesting man. And one of the things that he's engaged with is the Scouts.
Mm-hmm. He's very senior in Kent Scouts, I seem
to recall. Yeah, he's a Kent Commissioner. Yeah. And that's what this email's about.
Oh.
I've got to tell you the story because we were talking about this before. Last year, at a Create event at Fruitworks, Alan was doing a talk, and he was doing a talk about dreams and passions and what you wanted to do. And one of the things he said is that he's always wanted to visit Antarctica.
Yeah.
And a chap sat in the front row went, well, that's handy, because my brother is the station manager of the Antarctic Scientific Station. How coincidental is that?
Brilliant.
Anyway, this massive email tome is from Alan, and it's about Kent Scouts' proposed expedition to Antarctica. Okay? And they need to raise an awful lot of money. They need to raise 350,000 quid to go. And then each of the scouts that's going needs to raise a personal amount of $5,000 each on top. So it's a lot of money that they've got to raise. And what he's done is he's sent me an email with every single possible detail in it. So what I'm going to do, because I can't possibly read it out and make sense, I'm going to put it up as a blog on a Kempis Radio website. But to cut to the chase, send money is basically what he's saying. There's a number of corporate sponsorship opportunities from £100,000 downwards. Yeah. And there's, you can also just donate if you want, and I'll read out the donation details in a moment. But the sponsorship details go down to as little as £5. So it's from 100,000 to £5. So do try and sponsor them. It's a fabulous thing to do. There's a website that you can look at, which gives you some background and history to this and what they're doing. And the website is www.history.scoutingradio.com. Yeah, history.scoutingradio.com. So, and then you can click on Scout Mar and the Quest and look at that. But if you'd like to donate, then basically what you need to do is send a check to... it's too complicated. I can't read it all out. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it up as a blog with all the details in it, and you can then send your money by the truckload into this incredibly worthy thing. So they want to raise awareness. It's a strong link with Antarctica after 100 years of undertakings in Antarctic expeditions, and they're looking to go in 2021. Yeah, so there's a couple of years to raise
four,
the money.
To be precise.
And yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
Four. I was right the first time.
Four. Yes. So do check that out. Once I put it up as a blog, I will tweet it out and Facebook it out so that you can all find it.
Cool. Good. Can I read something out? Mm. It's not local, but it's quite funny. I saw it on LinkedIn.
It.
Mm. So, you know, Barack Obama's been quite well known for doing playlists.
Barack who? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So apparently he said, "I'm still waiting for my job at Spotify. I know you all love my playlists." Mm. So the CEO replied, "I heard you were interested in a role at Spotify. Have you seen this job description?" So there's a job description. And it says that it'll be responsible for playlists across the world and providing world-class leadership, blah, 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 blah. The person spec, it says who you are. You must have at least 8 years' experience running a highly regarded nation. Familiar with the Spotify platform, blah, blah, blah. Have good relationships with a wide range of artists and musicians. Ever had Kendrick Lamar play at your birthday bash? We'd love to hear about it. And it finishes off with someone with a good team spirit, excellent work ethic, a friendly and warm attitude, and a Nobel Peace Prize. Isn't that funny? It'd be great if he replied and said yes, please, and ended up being the president of president of playlists at Spotify,
yeah,
wouldn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely,
that'd be
yeah.
so cool.
I think they ought to Facebook Live the interview. That's what I'd
very
do.
Very cool.
Nice one.
Oh dear. Yes.
And talking about such things as video, I've got an email here from Hacks.
Mm-hmm.
And Hacks has sent me a press release about the Video Impact Summit 2017, which is taking place at the Eastgate Centre on Friday the 3rd of February. And Hacks says, video is now officially the most popular consumed content on the internet. I know, I've seen some of those films. This makes it a perfect platform for businesses to market themselves, yet only 17% of businesses in the UK are using it in their marketing strategies. Why is that? It's often perceived as complicated, expensive, and difficult to incorporate in a strategy. Yet video results over the past 5 years show a consistent growth in consumer popularity, making video a cost-effective, sustainable marketing tool. And you can check that out on the Google Video Stats 2016 website. So the Video Impact Summit is a conference designed for business owners and marketers in the Southeast to demonstrate why video marketing is so effective. It will show you how to create and implement effective strategies, discuss creating engaging content, and the explosion of live video streaming and its potential for business. Seven very knowledgeable speakers will deliver a full day of rich content to support and educate the effectiveness of video for business. This is not to upsell courses or packages. The Video Impact Summit's mission is to educate and inform with plenty of strategies to take away and implement straight away. The lineup of speakers is David Short, a digital strategist on why video is now essential. Lucy Hall, who's a social media protagonist on the effectiveness of video in social media. Hacks himself. Hacks is a filmmaker speaking on finding and creating engaging content. Paul Blair is the owner of Spartan Retail Group, and he will be speaking about the language of sales. Katie Phillips is the owner of Daring and Mighty. Oh, I like that. Daring and Mighty. And how she... Something, it sounds like something from Game of Thrones, doesn't it? Daring and Mighty, and how she used video to build her business. Akatia Varbanova, who is the owner of Peri 10K, a strategist speaking on using live video to grow presence and revenue. And finally, the lineup is Miles George, who is the owner of Web Converters, talking on how to conquer YouTube traffic. It's taking place at the Eastgate, which is in Northfleet, in Gravesend in Kent. Registration starts at 8:30. The event starts at 9. Lunch is included on the day, and the event finishes at 9 p.m. You can find out more about the event by going to HaxMedia. That's H-A-X-M-E-D-I-A, haxmedia.com/Video Impact Summit. Tickets can be booked through Eventbrite under Video Impact Summit. And there are two types of ticket. There's a platinum ticket, which is a front row seat, free speaker book, exclusive invite to the after party. Woo. Which is £79. And then there's an ordinary ticket, which is a summit ticket, which is £59. And there's an early bird ticket that's available as well. If you want to find out about the organisers, you can email hax@haxmedia.com. So get along to the Video Impact Summit, 3rd of February at the Eastgate Centre in Northfleet. Joe.
Cool. It's time to make a nomination for the 2017 Kent Women in Business Awards. Now in its fifth year, these awards have become an exciting event on the business calendar here in Kent. Your nominee will be contacted within 7 working days to be informed of their nomination, and the celebration will take place on the 3rd of March at the Great Danes Hotel in Maidstone. If you go to kwibawards.co.uk, so Kent Women in Business Awards.co.uk /nominations, you can nominate people.
Cool. Thank you for that. I've had a tweet from Caroline and Liz, the Organic Sisters. Riverford_Kent is their Twitter handle, and they say, kick 2017 with a little help from us. We deliver fresh produce right throughout Kent on a regular basis. So that's Riverford_Kent, Caroline and Liz, the Organic Sisters. Do give them a follow on their Twitter, please.
Denise has reported to Fiona that we've given her the shout out.
Is she not That's listening?
Good. Well, no, because obviously she's travelling here, isn't she? She's got a meeting, hasn't
she? Oh, yeah. Well, don't park in a yellow zone. That's all I can say. Aethel Bray have tweeted, Vanilla Web Business Monker, a shout-out, please, for our half-day mental health training for managers to recognise and help staff with problems. If you want to find out about it, you can call them on 01892 832 059, or you can follow them on the Twitter. And their Twitter handle is Aethel Bray Limited. That's spelt A-T-H-E-L-B-R-A-E-L-T-D. Aethel Bray Limited. Do give them a follow on the Twitter and find out about their half-day mental health training program for managers. It always worthwhile. And, of course, it wouldn't be Business Bunker Day without the fabulous Kim Stevens and her request for a shout-out, because she loves the Business Bunker Show more than anything else, more than chocolate, more than wine, more than anything.
Are you winding her up?
No, that's what she does. I think
she needs to get out more.
And she says, hello. No, she doesn't.
Hello.
No, she doesn't. She's quite right to love our show.
Yes.
Loving right. our little show. Yes. Bit Steve Wright in the afternoon there, wasn't he? Loving our little show there.
Yeah. You're making Paul feel good anyway, Ken.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what counts.
Do you know, I listened to talk about Steve Wright. I listened to it briefly in the car the other day. And I just thought how many years has he been doing it? It's such like a, I just felt like, oh, it's the afternoon. That's
comfort,
how
it's comfy slippers and a chocolate biscuit. Yeah, it is.
And
yeah.
I thought, he's changed a lot in how he looks and everything all over the years, but his voice has never changed. Funny,
serious jocking.
Yeah, funny. Yeah.
Justin W. Dean on the Twitter handle. Business Bunker, hi from Justin W. Dean. SME Corporate Video Production Specialist. Tweet hashtag Creative Motion. For any questions you have about video requests or to receive a retweet. So do follow Justin. That's Justin W. Dean on the Twitter.
There's a business community breakfast on Thursday, and we've had the message in from Colin Brown, and he says it's the first BCB meeting, business community breakfast of 2017 at 7:30 at the Honourable Pilot as usual. Where's the Honourable Pilot?
It's in Gillingham.
Oh, okay. But it's not going to be usual because he's not going to be there. He's
on the way
to a short birthday break. Happy birthday, Colin, in the south of France.
Wow.
So if it's a short break in the south of France, by the time he's got there, he'll be coming back again.
Exactly, yeah.
But he says that he'd appreciate it if as many people as possible could turn up to ensure continuity of the meetings and to also, he's given his instructions here, make sure you get there for 7:30 to ensure nobody, especially newcomers, arrives to find nobody else there. It's interesting he says that because at my networking, I always turn up just about on time, possibly a little bit late if it goes wrong on the way. And I always think, I hope somebody else is there so that any new person
doesn't feel lonely and left out.
All the people who know me just, you know, turn up and it's all very casual, but when you're new and nobody's there. But he says, I hope you have a fruitful and lively time together. I will possibly be thinking of you as I admire the French scenery from a train.
It's funny you should say that. A few months ago, I saw a flurry on Twitter of people that turned up for a networking event somewhere and to be told that it had been cancelled. But there were like eight of them had turned up for it. And the reason it was cancelled is because no one had booked.
I hope they didn't all go home. I hope they stayed in networks.
Well, one would have hoped so, wouldn't they? I don't know what the outcome of that was.
It doesn't have to be organised for you to do networking.
Yeah. Well, there's no point in being here then. Just the 20 of us, is it? Let's go.
That's a nice little segue into the Networkers Networking event, Paul.
Right.
You're going to it, aren't you? Organised by Butterflies and Dreams Events and supported by The Bunker Show and Telcare, who is very impressed with the Obama job description, by the way, Lisa. Thank you. It says... I misread this. It said the event is suitable for three types of people. For three people is how I read it.
All right.
It's three different types of people.
Right.
So people who've only just started networking and don't know where to go or how to do it effectively. People who network already but are frustrated because it's not working for them. And serial networkers who love networking and don't want to miss a great networking opportunity. It's on the 16th of February. I was about to say next week. No, that's in February at Eastwell Manor, 9:30 till 3. And you can hear from four great speakers, it says.
Well, three great speakers and me.
So the keynote is Paul, Why Do Businesses Network? Gemma Fairclough-Haynes, a good friend of the show, the pros and cons of serial networking. Mark Lemesma, Perfecting Your Pitch and the Psychology of Networking. And Ali Harold, who I only heard of only yesterday from somebody. And I said, oh, I don't know if I know Ali, but here she is. Building Your Confidence to Network Effectively. So are there groups of people coming by the look of it? So Metis, ABC, BNI, Evo Girls, Women in Business, Medway and North Kent and FSB. It's an all-day event and you can join for as long as you want to. That's interesting. So it's butterfliesanddreamsevents.co.uk/even. Should that say event, do you think?
Probably. But
EVEN or EVENT, or just go to the website. I'm sure there'll be a link somewhere.
Yeah, or if you go to the Kent Business Radio website, into the blog pages, there is a whole blog about it as well with all the booking links in it.
Lovely.
So do
that.
Sounds
good, isn't it?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. It's going to be loads and loads of fun. I've had a tweet from Brian at Invicta Chamber, and he says, grants are available to SMEs. I've helped SMEs with £28,000 plus in Mid and East Kent. It's worth a shout out, don't you think, Vanilla Web? Yes, indeed, Brian. So thank you. So if you're a business in Mid or East Kent and you need some help with finances, you might want to talk to Brian at the Invicta Chamber.
Lovely.
And his Twitter handle is Brian Invicta.
And we've just had a tweet actually confirming the Twitter handle for that event that I just mentioned, the networking one, which is NNEvent1. So if you follow that.
NNEvent1.
Yeah.
Cool. Give it a follow.
Thank you.
All right. I've got some cheesy tunage now. And unfortunately, it's the same Cheesy Tunage we played the last time that he was on. He did recommend something else, but we didn't have it on the database. So we're going to go with it. It's a great song anyway. So have a listen to this.
I'm a man without conviction. I'm a man without you come and go. Loving will be the only colors of life, my dream. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green.
Rift Accounting. Safety in numbers. RiftAccounting.com.
JobsInKent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, JobsInKent.com.
Do you need suppliers you can trust for your Kent business? Get a quote today at supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on Kent Business Radio and Channel Radio on this January the 10th, Tuesday. I said that backwards, didn't I? January, Tuesday.
You're 10th. Just being very American, that's all.
That was you with Obama stuff.
Yes.
That's what threw me.
Somebody sent me a Christmas card actually this year, and instead of saying Joe, Simon and Ellie, it said Joe, Ellie, Simon, and in brackets, my best friend, and she put, P.S., sorry about the strange word order. And then I was thinking about it when I was writing Christmas cards, and I ended up writing that as well. And then I had to explain why I'd done it in the wrong order.
Right.
She says, putting her fingers up in apostrophes. Because you're not supposed to have, you know, mother, child, father, are you, when you do your list? I mean, your name, you know, it's... but isn't that odd?
I wouldn't even go there with some of the nonsense that you hear these days. I really don't worry about things like that. I don't have that problem. It's just me.
Yeah. But isn't that like a funny chain of events that she got it wrong, and then I randomly was thinking about it as I was writing cards and I got it wrong, and then I had to explain it. I wonder if the person at the other end will have done the same.
Yeah. So a funny chain of events. Isn't that Lemony Spicket or something?
Lemony Spicket. Snickety. No.
Lemony
Snicket. That's it.
Yeah. You don't know what we're talking about, do you? No, nor do I.
And your children are too old for you to know that book.
What, Lemony?
Oh, it was a film as well, wasn't it?
It was a film a few years ago, but it's just come out as a TV series on Netflix.
Was it? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Ah,
with Doogie Howser.
Oh, cool.
If you remember that.
Yes. Yeah.
He's playing a different character, obviously.
They still don't know what you're talking about.
No,
I
wouldn't worry about it, to be honest.
Exactly. It's confused.com over here.
I've had a tweet from a new listener, Roger Crosby, who says, we'd love a shout-out, Vanilla Webb. As a new Business Bunker listener, could you shout-out for my photography workshop on the 21st of January at my studio in Rochester with a model, he says.
Ooh.
He didn't say a model, what, mind.
No.
So do give Roger a follow, and his Twitter handle is rather good. It's Roger Snapper.
That's very good.
Roger Snapper. Good. I like that. Mm. Roger Snapper. Do give Roger a follow and find out more about his photography workshop with a model on the 21st of January in Rochester. And also, Kentish Dweller has tweeted for a shout-out, and they said, you were my very first follower on Twitter back in 2015, so I thought I'd ask for a shout-out. Oh, that's nice,
that
isn't it?
Then?
I've no idea.
That's
cool.
Sweet.
So I think you can do one, and then we'll talk to our first guest. What do you reckon?
Okay, yeah. So what, a tweet or a bit of
You can do
paper?
Whatever you want to do, Jo.
So, yeah, I've got one that says, do you like wine?
No.
No, you
Next
don't,
question.
But I do. Would you like to learn more about the wine that you drink? So there's a launch party of a new company called Discover the Vine. See what they did there? Offering wine tastings for every occasion. It's on Tuesday the 7th of February from 7 till 9:30 at the George Inn. I read it as the George Inn in Leeds, I was about to say, and I thought, oh my goodness, why are we reading this out? ME171RM.
Yes,
it must
Leeds
be
Castle.
Leeds. Yes.
It's by Leeds Castle.
Yeah, exactly.
The George,
Not the George I was thinking of as a good Yorkshire girl. At the party, you'll be welcomed on arrival with a free glass of sparkling wine, some delicious canapes, fun and laughter, and a chance to socialise with others who are keen to learn more about wine. And then there'll be speakers, and you'll hear from the owner of Discover the Vine, who's Rowena Horton, who will impart her vast knowledge of wines, giving you a taster leading up to her exciting events coming up in Kent. And then we'll, of course, be a wine tasting session with a fun twist, apparently. Fantastic. Everyone to take part in. So if you'd like to join them for an informative and fun evening, you can book via Eventbrite. And the link has got lots of hyphens and stuff in it, but it's Discover the Vine launch party ticket. So you could Google that on Eventbrite or look on our website.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Joe. It's now an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Business Bunker show a very good friend of ours, all the way from the wilds of Hampshire, the absolutely lovely Chris Hyde. Hello, Chris.
Good afternoon, Paul.
It's lovely to see you. Chris is from Chameleogenics.
Correct, yep.
But he's decided, quite rightly, that Chameleogenics is one of those names that throws people in terms of spelling it.
It's actually Business Bunker's fault, because last time I was here, you said, oh, spell your website for the good listener.
And
so I did, and tripped all over it. I thought, I can't be doing with this. So,
and you know it.
No, I know it.
So he's going to tell you, he's new. It'll take you to the same place, but he's got a whole new website address. Oh. But we'll do that at the end. But first, I just thought I'd raise that and apologise for playing the same Chini Tunis for the second time running. But there's a dearth of chameleon-based music out there at the moment. So if anybody's in the music business, that's a gap that's in the market.
Well, there is. Maybe we could link it to the new website name next time. Can I just do a little interjection here? You said from the wilds of Hampshire.
Yes.
I used to live in Hampshire when I was a child until I was 8, and my surname at the time was Wild. So we were
the wilds of Hampshire. Oh, dear.
How weird that. And a bit of a blast from the past. I thought, Anyway, Chris.
It's very rare that I get gobsmacked.
So I'll tell you what, Chris, for the benefit of those one or two listeners that don't recall, why don't you tell us a little bit more about Chris and about Chameleogenics and what it is you actually do?
Yeah.
And if you don't mind, sorry, before you started talking, to interject straight away, I know you've got an interest in history as well, so you might want to throw some of that in too.
Oh, talking about that old thing again.
You're
fascinated.
Boy George.
With
no,
it.
No.
Actually, just on the subject of cheesy tunes, you can't beat a bit of Boy George, and he's on tonight.
He will be on later on this very station.
Is that how you named your company originally?
No. No, see, I was thinking about. We're going to let you have a word in a minute, Chris.
That's why I love coming for interviews here. I don't actually say it. Yeah.
But I was thinking about this when Chris changed the name of his site, Chameleogenics, and I was thinking, it suddenly dawned on me, chameleon change. That's what chameleons do, and that's what you do. So tell us all about it.
And genics is science. Yeah. So it is the art and science of change. So what we do as a company, the basis of the organisation when I set up in 2015 now, time flies, was actually base out for SMEs. Because I realised in the marketplace, SMEs still require to go through change, whether it's through process redesign, whether it's through government legislation or whatever has happened to them, moving location, you know, all of those sorts of things. But there wasn't a good opportunity in the market for people to get on consultants, because you've got the big four consultancies who are mainly interested in your big clients, your IBMs and things like that. So how was the SME going to get the experience they need? So I thought, right, gap in the market, I'll go out there and I'll support SMEs, which I feel strongly. I'm an SME myself, and I know that you need help with change. However, Things developed, and it became clear that actually sometimes SMEs just cannot afford consultants to come in long term to do work,
or they think they can't afford.
Well, that's the point I was going to come to, they think they can't, but actually it's almost a false economy. So as I've developed the business model, what I'm now looking to do is to support SMEs in alternative ways. So be quite innovative in the approach and give them a platform to actually network with other people that are going through change issues, but also draw on experience and basically use a virtual consultant.
Absolutely. And you are absolutely right, Chris. And it is the perennial dilemma of those people trying to help SMEs. Is that SMEs need it more than anyone else. SMEs don't think they can afford it, or they don't think it's value for money or whatever, or even worse, they think they already know how to do it. And none of us know everything without any shadow of a doubt, you know.
It's a fact of life that if if we were all the same, we'd all be driving the same vehicle, we'd all be wearing the same clothes, we'd all be going to the same bargain basement place to buy our suits, like mine.
But
the fact of the matter is that actually we're prepared to pay for value. We will do that if we can actually see what that value means to us. So pitching for Chameleogenics is actually to show businesses that actually just by a little bit and a small amount of investment can actually yield massive results and great returns. But I don't work in the style of, dare I say, normal consultant that come in, do the job and walk out again. What I want to do is actually upskill people on the way so it makes them self-sufficient. So it's actually seems like I'm doing myself out of a job eventually, but actually the more SMEs that I can support and get going, the better it is for this country, actually.
Absolutely. And of course, having benefited from it and grown the business, you then face a whole lot of other issues later on, which still require, because change and process management is not there's not an end game. It's not, you know, something you do and then you've done it and you walk away. It's not like having, you know, a contract of employment that once you've written it, it's written. Yeah, change is an endemic thing. It goes on and on and on. And hopefully, as you grow a business, you face more challenges.
Of course. Towards the back end of last year, I thought I'm going to test this and sent out a survey. I did it via the normal routes, put it out on Twitter, on my Facebook pages, via LinkedIn. Got a huge response, and I just asked one question, and I didn't give multiple choice options. Just asked one question: what do you find the biggest barrier to change in your organisation, either corporate, public sector, or whatever? I got a range of answers. Any ideas what the biggest barrier was?
For me, I would see the biggest barrier to change is people that are stuck in a rut, and it's fear of change.
Fear was in there. Poor leadership, lack of vision or sharing that vision, poor communication, poor project management skills, lack of understanding within the teams, and also the big bad consultant that comes in and doesn't understand the business. So basically somebody coming in saying, oh, do A, B and C, without actually understanding how the cultural fit is of the organisation. So I thought these are all areas where, and it's a good idea to go out to the voice of the customer and find out what the actual challenges are and things that I can actually address. So that's where I've headed the business model.
I really like what you just said, even though you didn't actually say it, but kind of paraphrasing it, because it's something that I find a bit annoying sometimes, which is people come out from middle management positions in large corporates and think they're going to be able to consult with small businesses on various things. And the problem is, if you do that in the wrong way, it just doesn't work, because a small business is not a big corporate. And it doesn't have anything like the same culture or structures or anything like that.
Also, I think people in corporate, not everybody, but a lot of people, having worked in corporate, then worked on my own for 11 years and in the meantime gone back and done some work with big organisations, people in corporate actually are, it sounds like an insult, I don't mean it as an insult, but they're quite one-dimensional, as in they see the world based on the organisation or the sector that they're in. Without seeing that bigger picture, because they don't have to see that bigger picture because they're in a role that fits with this much bigger picture within their organisation. Whereas when you're on your own or in an SME, you have to have so many perspectives on what's going on around you, don't you, that it's hard for people to make that transition. And as consultants, if you don't make that transition, then you're offering the wrong thing to the SMEs,
and that's so true. And I did purposely skirt around Paul's initial question about my background, but certainly the learning that I took when I was an air traffic control officer was that we're in a very insular world where we understood exactly what was going on in our own world, but did we really need to understand what was going on outside? No. But if we went and had some sort of change initiative that was needed to be done, we needed somebody who was fairly expert within our world to come in and do it. And actually, the best people to lead that change was us, because we knew what to do. We just perhaps didn't have the tools and techniques and the skills and understanding to actually fulfil it. Mm. And I've applied the same sort of philosophy to SMEs. I don't understand the construction business, apart from I know that things are built, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that I haven't got transferable skills that I can apply a coaching technique to somebody within that sector.
And then use their experience and knowledge to...
Yes, they're best placed to actually lead the change from within, and I can be there to support it. And this is why my business model now is about supporting a one-to-many rather than just trying to be on site and doing the do. Mm.
It's interesting. And one of the reasons I asked Chris to tell you about his background is because it's a fascinating thing to do, because he obviously worked for a large organisation, but the work of an air traffic controller is quite a unique thing. Many, many years ago, I did a consultancy assignment with air traffic controllers, it happened. Initially, the high-level air traffic control in Brussels, and then the
was
guys
that a pun?
Who...
The high-level? You didn't do the low-flying ones.
We did the same gag last
time.
Did
you tell the same story as well?
Yeah.
Sorry, carry on.
No, they control the airspace at a high level. And then I did some work with the guys at West Drayton. But it's fascinating watching the people work in that environment and the kind of environment that you're working in, because... although you work for a large organisation, there's a lot of riding on an individual person.
Yeah, and which is, again, why I said it's a, teams comes up on the list.
Yeah.
Being able to rely on your opposite number to do their part of the job is absolutely crucial. Mm. Yet so often in organisations, we get in our own little area without understanding the impact of pushing a piece of paper or sending an email off and expecting somebody else to do a task and can't understand why that task isn't being done correctly, and it causes frustrations, etc., etc. So being able to look at a process from a whole systems perspective, from end to end, and understand where your part of the work fits in with the big jigsaw puzzle is actually really crucial for that, gaining that wider understanding. That's where our sort of work actually adds some real value to organisation. Mm-hmm. It lifts people out of the weeds. And the other point I'd like to make is we talked earlier when we were off air about when you're a single hander in an organisation, especially, you have to be everything from your marketing person to building your pipeline to actually delivering and all the rest of it. If you can get some really good processes in place, it actually releases time, which I know is...
I was going to say, don't talk to Paul about processes. Just keep looking at me, Chris, okay?
I just, in my own defence, I have nothing against processes at all, as long as you don't make me do them.
So being able to release time in your own business is one of the biggest assets you could give to the big business owner. It's absolutely massive. Just imagine what you can do with those 5 or 10 minutes per day extra.
Exactly.
It's absolutely huge.
So you're changing and you're not being so much one-to-one, one-to-many. What does that look like?
Right. I'm pleased you asked that question,
Jo. Completely unprompted as well.
Absolutely. So this is actually a bit of an exclusive for Business Bunker. Yeah, because at the end of this month, I'm actually launching a series. It was interesting what you were talking about video being the way forward, but releasing a series of video tutorials on change leadership. And I use those words very carefully, not change management, change leadership, because I think there is a huge difference. Mm. So for Business Bunker listeners, how you can get hold of this lovely information for absolute free, so there's no obligation. I'll put out a link on the Twitter and share it with Business Bunker.
Yep, and we will share it with all our listeners.
And it's literally to leave your name and your email address, and then you'll get a web link and you'll be able to start accessing the videos. You'll also be able to, what I'm building is a network of like-minded people.
Cool.
And you'll get information and bits and pieces like that. So this is a brand new product that I'm launching. This was my aim for 2017, and I'm more or less on track. It was going to be the 1st of January, but for reasons various, so things got delayed just before.
It's funny that, isn't it? I was going to launch something on the 1st of January, and it's funny how that never, ever happens. January is always a write-off.
And you don't even have a hangover on the 1st of January.
And I don't even have a hangover or any processes for anyway. So this is... These are videos on change leadership.
Yes. Cool. Yeah. And I'll give away the plot. but what I'll give people is actually not just some good theory and tools and techniques, but actual whole change management methodology that is flexible enough, I guarantee, to use within any small business, large business, or even in your personal life. So if you're going through some personal change, you can actually apply these tools within a personal change. So it's a really powerful thing. So as I say, follow me on the Twitter, which is at Chameleogenics, which I will spell, which is Chameleogenics.
Hey. Listener, could you tell he had to read that then?
Just to his be own sure. name, yeah.
And you'll be able to pick up the URL there, and I'll pin it to the top of my...
Fantastic. And we'll obviously put it on the Business Smoker website. Yeah. Change management itself, rather than change leadership, change management processes, is something that, when I worked in a big corporate, was something that I was involved in. And I worked in IT, and change management is one of the huge bugbears with users of IT, because even after all these years, it's still done so badly in most organisations.
So I have a view on this, Paul, which I'm happy to share. And here's my differences between leadership and management and why I choose change leadership rather than management. In my view, my own personal perspective, a manager is somebody who can deal with the, we've been there, we've seen it, we've got a procedure to work with. So, for instance, say, like we've forecast snow in some parts of the country at the latter half of this week, somewhere somebody has got a snow plan, and they will open up the snow plan and say, okay, the roads need gritting, we need to get the ploughs fixed up, we need to do this, that, and the other. And it will need a manager to do it.
Yeah.
However, with change comes ambiguity and uncertainty. And that requires leadership. And a good leader doesn't have to have all of the answers. They just need to ask the right questions and surround themselves with the right people. And I think that's...
Absolutely. You nailed it there, Chris. You've absolutely nailed it. And in my experience in IT, that was the problem. People would implement a change procedure, even if it was clear straight away that it wasn't going to work, because there was an ambiguity about it, or there was something that didn't fit into the process, yet they carry on with it. And you go, why didn't you just stop? And I go, well, because we were on section two, and you go to section three. Yeah, but it didn't work. Yeah, but it didn't say that. It just said go to section three. So we went, really?
Again, drawing back on experience gained from aviation, whereas a lot of my experience comes from, I use methodologies from what's called the human factors. So there's a lovely old saying, there are old pilots, there are bold pilots, but there are no bold and old pilots. And pressonitis, going regardless, when you know it's still going wrong, but you're thinking, I'll get out of this. It's like a gambler, double or nothing, double or nothing, double or nothing. Many change management approaches are like that. But people will just, it's still looking a bit rotten, and they'll keep pressing on regardless.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's having the courage, being courageous enough to
exactly.
say, stop, let's reassess, rather than just keeping going.
Yeah.
If you ever see me driving the car and there's a road closed sign, it's like, I'm sure it'll be fine, keep on going.
Yeah.
So I talk a good game. No. Never look at a map, never ask directions.
Yes.
You are absolutely right, though, Chris. And it never ceases to amaze me that people end up in these kind of problems because they don't have the courage to scream stop. Yeah, they just carry on blindly driving on and driving on because it has to happen and we have to do it. And it never ceases to amaze me that that people just lack that leadership, that ability to step back from what they're doing and go, hold on a minute, we need to look at this in a different way.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm sure Nicola will speak about project management later. But projects are finite life cycle things, and they're bounded by time, cost and quality. And if you keep pressing on regardless, one of those three things is going to give, and eventually it will cost you a lot of money. And in the SME's case, it's money that you haven't got.
It can kill your business. It could kill your business. And it never ceases to amaze me. I have to say, after all my years in business, and you look at what people do and you go, why did you do that? Well, you know, we were almost there, so we just carried on. And, really?
It's very difficult to see the picture when you're inside the frame, though.
Exactly. And that is why it is not an invalid use of money to use an external person to bring that fresh view to what you're doing. And that is a huge mistake that a lot of small businesses make. They think it's, I can do this all myself. I don't need to spend any money on it. But it's a mistake. By all means, you've got to have the right person. And that's where the difficulty comes, is in choosing the right person to work with. But that's a different issue.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a different issue to having no one to work with. Yeah. And again, it's one of those things that people don't think through. That if you find the right person, it works.
And I think Joe asked me the last time I was here, but I think it's worth repeating because it was a really good question. And Joe asked me something along the lines of, what do you do at the very first stage? And the first thing you always do is ask questions. Mm. Do you really need this, or is it more appropriate to use something else? Because I don't want to take your money. Just I can sit there and say thank you very much and offer toddle home, but I don't want to do that. I want to provide a real value to the client. And at the end of the day, if you've provided a good service, that's how you get referral. So
absolutely.
You're only as good as your last project.
Absolutely. Yeah. Chris, we could talk about this for a long time. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. Now's your moment to give us a shout again for your new website handle. It takes us to the same website because you're trying to do the same story, but we've made it easier for people to remember.
And it is quite simply all joined up together, artandscienceofchange.com.
Artandscienceofchange.com.
Absolutely.
And even we can spell that.
Yeah. Chameleogenics, for all those who are brave enough, it's still there.
Yeah.
But it does direct you to that site.
Cool.
And just before we finish, can I just do a couple of shout-outs?
Yeah, of course you can.
Firstly, for the lovely Denise Wilton, who's been giving me hassle for the last 24 hours, her earlier tweet was, no pressure, I will be listening. I hope that was good for
she
you,
is.
Denise. And please give her a follow at Milan Focus.
Yep.
And she's fab. And I would also, just on a personal note, just like to say thank you to my beautiful fiancée, Zandra, because I've been through a torrid time over the past 2 months, and she's been an absolute rock for the business. So I'd like to say thanks for that. And also a close friend and mentor, Dave Dean, and his wife, Michelle.
Fantastic.
Who are listening in Wales.
There you go.
Over the border.
Hi, Dave.
There's no
Michelle.
Borders to this program.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you for joining us and talking to us about change leadership. And remember, folks, Chris has a new service launching very soon, which is videos available on demand for you to find out more about change leadership. So do follow Chris Chameleogenics on the Twitter. Do have a look at his website, theartandscienceofchange.com.
Yes. Or .co.uk.
You got both?
Yeah, I got both.
Artandscienceofchange.co.uk or artandscienceofchange.com. Do check those out, and you'll be able to find the links to the videos on there eventually.
Eventually, yes. Yeah. For a start, it will just be the URL that I'll give to you and post to the Twitter. And it will be pinned to the top of the Twitter.
Yeah, so we'll pin it on Twitter. We'll also go Tonto on Twitter with it, and we'll also put a link to it on the Kent Business Radio website.
You're a star. I knew it was worth the 3.5 hour drive. Yeah.
You have to add the return as well. It's not just 3.5 hours.
I'm not even thinking about that. it's an absolute pleasure to be here again.
And it's an absolute pleasure to see you again, Chris. Thank you very much for that. We're fast approaching the halfway point in the show. We've got trillions of tweets coming in and loads of emails. I had a tweet from the Stove Hub. They've changed the date of their new showroom launch. It's another January failure type thing, as we were talking about earlier. We all go
That's
with good intention. No, but we all go with positive intentions of opening up on the 1st of January, only to realise it's a bank holiday and we've all got a stinking hangover.
Yeah.
So the Stove Hub have put their launch back of their new showroom in Rochester to the 26th of January at 6:30 p.m. And they say, could we give them a shout out? and they've got a hashtag stove delays, which is rather nice. So do follow them on the Twitter. The Stove Hub is their Twitter handle, and they're launching a brand new showroom in Rochester on the 26th of January at 6:30 p.m.
Have you looked at the GIF on here? I have to press it and see what it does. I haven't heard the high level story before. Carry on, it says. Oh no.
Who was that from?
Oh dear.
Who was that from, Jo?
I've forgotten her name momentarily. Butterfly Lady.
Oh, Amanda Flanders.
No, that's not her name, is it?
Amanda Flanders. Butterflies and Dreams.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Amanda Flanders. Ah, yeah. I was going to say Amanda Flanders. I got all confused then as well. Yes. So she says, I haven't heard the high level story before. Carry on. But then the little gif was somebody like dropping like with boredom.
Oh, right.
So I think she might have heard it before.
That's not nice, is it? I'm not going to tell anybody any stories again. I've had a tweet from Anita Hodges, Anita B. Hodges on the Twitter, Anita BH. There's a family business event, and it's on the 19th of January, and you can find out about it by going to familybusinessplace.com/events. familybusinessplace.com/events. And it's a family business workshop, and that's from Anita Hodges. And you can follow Anita on the Twitter, Anita B. Hodges, spelled H-O-D-G-E-S, on the Twitter.
Lovely.
Jay.
Share your industry and leadership know-how with the next generation. Business schools welcome industry expertise into their classrooms. Hang on, that might not have been a new sentence. With the next generation business schools. It was on two lines. That's confusing. The Bridge Programme prepares senior executives to teach in world-renowned business schools and make a successful transition from the boardroom to academia. Find out more about this internationally recognised programme run by the Chartered Association of Business Schools and AACSB. You can go to charteredabs.org.uk and look up the Bridge Programme.
Cool. Breakthrough Women have tweeted, can you mention our event on the 8th of March, International Women's Day? Details to follow. So that's Breakthrough Women, International Women's Day on the 8th of March. And you can follow them on the Twitter. Their Twitter handle is Breakthrough WIB, W-I-B, Breakthrough WIB. So do give them a follow. And also the lovely Andrea Barker. Mm-hmm. Andrea BC Coach is her Twitter handle, and she says Vanilla Web Business Bunker, Camellia Genics, Diligence. She's listed us all. Hi all, very interesting so far. Please can you give me and my workshop a shout out? Confidence Birdie is her hashtag. Do you want to feel more confident, motivated, and to present better? There's an A to B confidence workshop on the 18th of January. An A to B motivation workshop on the 24th of January, and an A to B presenting skills on the 31st of January. And now on Eventbrite and events on Confidence Coach Facebook profile, or you can go to Andrea's website, which is andreabarker.co.uk.
I have to say something about Andrea. She always puts these beautiful little images of eggs with faces.
Yeah.
They are absolutely fantastic, and she's great on Facebook as well. So.
Absolutely. Joe.
So the Kent Construction Focus Group, KCFG, is meeting 7:30 to 9:30 on the 7th of February at the Mercure Hotel in Maidstone. It includes a full English breakfast. If you remember, it's £15 plus VAT, or non-members, it's £25 plus VAT. And it's for construction-based companies only, and the only is in capital letters, so do not go there if you're not a construction-based company. So join us for the Kent Construction Focus Group meeting, where future plans and developments in Kent are discussed with businesses involved in the construction industry.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from Telcare. And they say, Vanilla Web, hello, Business Bunker. The Telcare team are looking for business storytellers. Yes. I've got one about high level.
Paul's got a lot.
We are looking for business storytellers for a series of exciting events in 2017, and the news is coming soon. That's a teaser, isn't it?
It is.
That is a real teaser. So if you've got business stories, I suggest you follow Telcare Limited. That's Telcare, T-E-L-C-A-R-E, L-T-D, is their Twitter handle, Telcare LTD on the Twitter. They want business storytellers. So do look out for that.
Okay, so I'm going to read some emails while we're trying to resolve the issue. So we've got the Chamber Business Awards 2017. They've now launched. Is your business doing well? Are you proud of what you've achieved? Why not shout about it and try for a well-deserved award? Share your successes and get the recognition you deserve by entering the Kent Invicta Chamber 2017 Awards. If you go to kentinvictachamber.co.uk/chamber-business-awards-2017, you can find out more there. Then I have two names written on the bottom of here. Am I supposed to be mentioning them? Linda Garcia and Dee Stringer. There's a shout out for you both. I don't know why you're listed on here, but hopefully you'll be pleased to hear your names here. Hope you're both well. So the Leeds Castle Classical Concert this year, it's on the 8th of July, and the Patriot Girls will return to the concert as part of a Battle of Britain themed musical celebration to perform old favourites like White Cliffs of Dover, Long Way to Tipperary, Pack Up Your Troubles, and We'll Meet Again. The West End leading ladies Joanne Pullen, Joe Gibb and Marissa Dunlop Bidwell, who last performed at the open air concert at Leeds Castle in 2013, are one of the most versatile singing acts in the business and regularly perform all over the world. Due to their backgrounds in opera, musical theatre and the pop and session world, they sing a multitude of vocal styles, which is ideal for this outdoor musical celebration. The material they cover includes music from The Proms, close harmony hits, Brit pop with a twist, James Bond favourites and British musicals. So if you go to leedscastleconcert.co.uk, you can book tickets. Yes.
Denise Wilton,
yes,
requested this. She wants to play it because she likes to sing and dance to this while she's doing the ironing or something.
Lovely.
What do you reckon?